Rivers wants everyone to know his wife, Rebecca, was the queen of the hood. So don't you get it twisted.
Ooh. Oh, honey. And Tamar, baby, Trey Song was in your hometown, baby. Just cutting up, honey, with the girls. We've got the dish on that.
Also, later, we've got the cast from Diara from Detroit in the building. But first, we can't dish without welcoming friend to the show, King of Reality TV, Carlos King. Hey. Welcome back.
I'm happy to be back. Now, Brad, what's going on, girl?
Girl, Shannon Sharp, okay? Ooh, says you can make fun of him all you want. Nah. But one thing you'll never say about him is that he's broke, baby.
Okay.
Unk said he ain't never seen a check as big as the one he got from his Club Shay Shay interview with Cat Williams. Look at this. Uh-uh.
So whatever you think I made, 3x it.
Let me see
if
that.
You think I made 2 million, 3x it.
Let me see it. Let me see it.
I got me a little something today with Ocho. Look at that, Ocho. Oh. I got a little job, man.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. I like his. He got him a new Seiko, honey. I love his
he
watch.
Got another, he got Seiko. A new purse. That yeah. purse is amazing.
That Hermes purse. Bar, Brax, stick.
Okay,
what,
hold
the
up.
Purse? I want the purse. It's sold out.
Which, what purse does he have?
The orange Hermes bag.
That is not a purse.
That's a purse.
No, hold on a second.
It's a knapsack.
It's
wait.
A purse.
Wait. No.
That's a purse.
No. That's a purse.
Girl, that is a purse.
Brad, you're going to co-sign this
fool with
this.
It's a purse, sis.
That
it's
is
a,
not.
It's 15
rewind one time.
And it's sold out. Ooh,
rewind
that
one
is
time.
Not a purse. Let me see.
No, that's a purse.
Girl.
Hello.
You man. Know what?
That's a purse.
That's a purse. Okay.
I know it's a purse.
Charles,
I want
your
it.
Lunch is ready.
They are so messy.
It's a merce, right?
Yeah.
It's a man purse.
Oh, it's called a man bag.
Yeah,
we call it a man bag. But let's be clear now. You did say she was an Hermes, though, right?
Yes, it is.
And she was $15,000.
Yes, she is.
Okay, girl. And she got that with that money from
that's
Cat
what
Williams.
I was trying to say. Y'all turning it to a whole thing.
I didn't turn it to anything but the fact that I had no idea that it was a purse.
It's a purse.
When it's small, purse. It seemed like it's a, what you call those waist ones? The fanny pack.
The fanny pack.
Yeah, that's like, not a fanny pack, like, is this?
Like, I don't need a bag.
No, that's a purse.
That's a big, that's a,
yeah.
That's a satchel.
Yeah, like a satchel.
You said a cross-sexual?
A satchel.
Oh, a satchel.
Not a cross-satchel.
What?
Well, child.
Woo.
So, yeah, YouTube pays a lot of money.
Okay. Well, speaking of the Club Shay Shays, Unk had Terry Crews on the show, and Terry says that he is tired of people hating on his wife, Rebecca. The two got into a conversation about his wife's race, and Terry let it be known that she is melanated than a lot of us. Listen to this.
Okay.
For the record, she's black, correct?
She's black.
Yes.
Girl, what?
Black mama. White dad.
Was his leg up?
Why his leg up?
Why is his leg like that?
Sister.
Again, what? Just because she don't have that kind of look.
Right.
But her mama's black.
Now, Terry.
With Terry.
Now, tell me about your wife.
Yeah. Okay, so God. Terry Q's wife is melanated.
Okay, girl.
I mean, he I said like she's mixed, but I met them before.
Okay.
And I mean, she did look black, but it is a question of how many black Rebeccas you know.
But why is this such a big deal?
Yeah,
it's because he keeps defending it. Like, if they just leave it alone and don't talk about it, don't add fuel to the fire, I think people will leave it alone.
Yeah, but let's go back to the interview now, because it was really nice with the leg up. I like that dish.
I'm about doing all that, baby.
Honey. Yes, honey.
Yes. So I'm going to talk to this.
Go ahead and read.
Okay. So Trey Songz, you know I'm saying, Trey Songz was acting up at his up-close and personal meet and greet. The original, you know, Mrs. Steal Your Girl, was giving these girls what they paid for with these saucy fan photos. Look at these poses.
Oh.
Not this one. Look at that
one. He just got that lady up.
Oh.
Okay.
He just copying Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Just copying Chris Brown.
And
Chris
that's some real hardcore Baltimore behavior right there.
Is that what it is?
Yes, yeah. Baby.
Oh, and those girls.
It's a lot going
on. If you're paying for a photo, they are definitely getting their money's worth, though.
He's charging like $1,000 and stuff. So
for
they
that?
Could, yeah, if you want
I'd rather buy Shannon Sharpe's merce than pay $1,000 to hump on Trey Songz.
It's kind of the same thing.
I mean, it's certain tiers, I guess, to the meet and greet. And if you pay the high price, you get to touchy-feely on them.
So, Carlos, would you do any type of meet and greets after you got through hosting those reunion shows?
No, my meat stays in the fridge.
Okay.
I like to keep it in the freezer. It does not get thawed out.
Okay.
My meat stays inside because I don't want any problems with, you know, salmonella.
Salmonella. Salmonella, who is
all
that?
All right, it's the salmonella.
Salmonella! We don't want it. We don't want her either.
I think I grew up with a salmonella. Okay, all right. Wow, this has been the best episode in a long time. After more than 40 years in the business, Madonna found a new way to piss people off.
Oh, yeah, get ready. About this
guys,
too,
this one is wild. Okay, at a recent stop on her celebration tour, the Material Girl called out a fan for sitting down, but then realized the person was in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, check it out.
What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect, sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
She had to eat that.
I'm glad you're here is like not the way to end that.
No, it's not.
But you need to make sure that woman's like ticket was taken care of.
Yes, honey, or something, baby. Get this girl a picture. Do something with her.
Yeah, before she sued, talking about she was humiliated. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Public humiliation.
There you go.
Defamation of character.
Defamation.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
And, you know, we need to be more PC, but you know, that happened. Remember, we're talking about it happened on Price is Right.
What happened?
What happened?
Baby. This girl, honey, she won the prize.
Uh-huh.
So they brought her on up on stage. Girl, she was in a wheelchair with no legs. And they brought her to get her prize. Girl, they opened the curtain, honey.
And it was a treadmill.
And then she won.
And she won the treadmill.
So what she did with the treadmill?
She took it home.
Let's move on, guys. It's time for a dish debate. Okay, Fool's been talking about Milwaukee rapper JP because a picture went viral of him with a man sitting on his lap. Oh. What is going on
What's
in today's show? Well, y'all, he addressed it, and we got to clean up the language, but he basically said he did have sex with the guy, but he's not into men.
Oh!
He just happened to smash this particular dude.
Hold up! I am flabbergasted.
Wow, you heard the girls talk like this. That's what they say.
That's
they
cute, though.
Listen, being DL is so 1988.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to come out the closet.
We don't care. We don't care.
It's okay to wear a purse. Yeah. It's okay to do whatever you need to do to be yourself.
It's okay. It's totally okay. That's the thing that's strange to me.
Yes. A big deal
in
anymore.
This year.
To me.
In the year of our Lord of 2024 that we're having this.
I mean, would you let a man sit on your lap and whatever and just say he was your friend?
It would not bother me if a man sat on my lap, but
oh,
I'm not,
really,
but I'm not sleeping with him. No. See, Carlos,
okay, come on.
I'm very comfortable because I know the truth,
okay,
and I'm worried about it. I'm worried about it.
I get it now. I need me a white man.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Not a threesome.
Now, how I get in it?
Yes. I love it.
See that we're just
happy. Would you like to join?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thank you, Aunt Tanner.
Yeah.
It was
and that will never happen with J.R.
It's no big deal.
All right, y'all, up next. Would you believe Mr. Carlos and I are doing it? And
the way today's show going, yeah.
Anything is possible.
Yes, y'all, we're going to tell y'all what that means right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back.
Hey.
All right, Carlos, honey, having you dish with us is always a kiki, honey. But we've got to get into your business a little bit, just a little bit of your business, because we know most of the
I know that's right.
Now, look. Not too much, Gary.
Yes, this is the show that know your business.
Okay.
Well, Mr. King of Reality, you're on fire with all of your new shows right now. It's not a surprise. Love and Marriage, Huntsville, Detroit, and now D.C. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this season in Love and Marriage in my hometown, the Chocolate City.
Yeah, so the Chocolate City is definitely getting a little spicy. We have the couples who are navigating through their relationships in addition to their friendships. So we're going to see whether or not Ashley Silva, right, Gary?
Yes, we love Ashley.
If she's able to make amends with Joy Carter and Clifton. There's a lot going on, so this season is off
the chain.
Well, Carlos, you also have the show Bold and Bougie, which airs Thursday at 9 p.m. on WeTV. Since this is one of your newer babies, has the show been everything you expected?
Oh, that's y'all network. It's a-
Hey, sis.
No, y'all too.
You started it.
I started the show.
Thanks to you, buddy.
Thanks, okay. Girl.
Creating Bracket Family Values.
Thank you.
I saw some yesterday on TV,
on WeTV.
Yeah, I watch it all the time, honey.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So, no, Bold and Bougie is everything I imagined it would be. It's fun. No one's like throwing drinks.
Yeah.
It's really just a funny show about these women in Atlanta trying to get to know each other on a deeper level. And Tamika Foster Raymond is a key.
Yeah, she's eating everybody up.
Baby, for lunch, dinner, breakfast, and brunch.
Well, y'all, we recently had, honey, the girls of Bold and Bougie here on Dish and Baby. Let me tell y'all something. Miss Tamika, honey, threw the whole shade tree at Miss Gosha. Now, I think it's her because Gosha. Oh, Gosha.
Gosha cat.
Well, they need to put a damn asterisk over that A, honey. And baby, Miss Tamika threw the whole shade tree out at Miss Gosha, honey. Now, I think it's because Gosha was at Usher's wedding. But, honey, that's not, honey, my business, child. Okay, Carlos? Are the ladies still getting along, honey? Or do you have to step in every now and then and just calm them down?
See, this is the thing. The beauty of this show is it is a roller coaster of emotions. And you'll be surprised how things end. Mm. It's one of my most proudest works because it really is the show to me that women have been asking for. It's not all of that like, you know, yeah. It's very mature and funny.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
That's what you're sticking with.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is!
That's his story, and he's sticking to
it. That's right.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, I was waiting on
psych. Okay. Now, Carlos, you also have the Reality with the King tour, which I will be a part of.
Yes.
You're in Atlanta on April 22nd. Tell the people of God what this tour is about and how they get tickets.
So, Reality with the King is my podcast tour, where each city I'm bringing on a celebrity guest. Tamar B. Braxton is my special guest, and we are going to have a very good time. We're going to dance. We're going to talk. We're going to eat.
And I'm not singing.
Okay? I said dance.
I'm just letting the people know. I'm not singing, y'all.
But she will be singing the tea, honey.
Yes. Make-
Gary, you coming?
Oh, of course I'm coming. Okay. Hell, that's right around the corner from my apartment. I want to see Tamar walk off the stage from there.
Ooh! Ooh, the girls!
You be walking off stage?
I don't walk off no stage. I walk off after I sing and drop the mic.
Okay, yes!
Okay. Well, that was fun, Carlos. The girls got shade today.
I see. Wow.
It was so fun, Carlos. Thank you for joining us these last 2 days. Been a whole Kiki, darling. Now, coming up, we're dishing with the cast of the new BET series, DR from Detroit. So, come right back.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, man, what up, though? It's time to get excited because we have the cast of the new BET Plus series, Diara from Detroit, kicking it with us today. Let's give it up one time for Diara Kilpatrick, Brian Terrell Clark, and Dominique Perry.
Welcome
to the family, y'all. How does it feel, y'all, about to turn up on TV?
It feels pretty good. I can't lie, yeah.
It's felt like we on a rocket, so my ears are popping a little bit as we change atmosphere.
It's a journey.
That's what's up. Well, let's get into it, y'all. Diara, can you tell us about the series? Because you're not only the star, but you're also the creator and the executive producer.
Yes. Bling, bling.
So congratulations on that.
So, yes, I wear a lot of hats on the show. The show is about a woman who becomes an amateur detective to prove that she wasn't ghosted. Mm. And so she kind of brings in all her friends to figure it out, get to the bottom of what happened to this guy.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't ghost me. I'm going
to
find you.
Exactly.
Did that happen
she
to
wants
you?
An explanation. No, it didn't really happen in real life. It's fiction.
Okay.
It's fiction.
Now, have any of you guys ever been ghosted?
You know, I have, but I ghost too.
Oh, okay. It's what does like it take for you to ghost someone?
Okay.
Here we go.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
I'm working on that. I'm working on it. It's the slightest thing.
She was hatfish. Just go on and tell him. You was hatfish one time.
Hatfish?
Yeah, one time it was this guy. I really liked him. He was so cute. And then, like, he always wore them fitted hats, and they looked so good with the hats on.
Oh, he was hot.
And then, like, he came to visit me, and he was, like, talking, and he was like, yeah, the crazy thing is.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, God. It was like the cowlicks right there. And then, well, it was like a George Jefferson kind of thing losing.
Ooh.
And
So, Brian, now you went viral not long ago for telling Miss Yvonne Orji, don't ask no questions, get dressed, we going out. So, ladies online, honey, love that, but, I mean, have you Miss Orji?
No. You know.
Oh, so have you?
Have me and Yvonne had an orgy? What is happening?
Wait, what?
What kind of show y'all got me on?
What is happening?
Welcome to Dish Nation.
You know what I'm saying? My mama a pastor, and Yvonne loved the Lord. Now, y'all got me up here talking about orgies in a different way.
The devil is a lie. Yeah. The devil is a lie. It's a lie.
Yvonne is one of my closest friends.
Yes.
Okay. She's like a sister, so we go out all the time.
Okay, Daria, Vivica A. Fox just said Morris Chestnut was her best on-screen kiss. Now, he plays your ex-husband in this movie. Is she right?
I'm going to need my husband to turn off the television.
Yes.
Okay, did you turn it off?
This is a professional question.
Professionally, yes. In my professional opinion, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
What made it so...
I mean, I think it's the fact that, you know, well, first of all, he's easy on the eyes.
Yes.
He's a great person.
Yes.
And also, I had his poster on my wall when I was like 16.
Okay.
So that was also a dream come true of
manifestation
a
at its full. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll co-sign Vivica on that.
Oh wow.
Okay, husband, you can turn the TV back on. All right, y'all, don't move because we're gonna dish some more with the cast of Diara from Detroit right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, we back with the cast of Diara from Detroit on BET+. Now, Diara, Dominique, and Brian, we gonna play a little game called Pass or Smash.
Let's do it. Okay.
Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. All right, so we gonna hit you with lines from online dating bios, and you have to decide if you gonna pass on the dater or smash the dater, okay? Husband, turn it off again.
Yeah, we just playing the game.
Hit it, Tamar.
Okay. I am everything you would want in a woman. But if we dated, I need you to take me out on a shopping spree at least twice a month.
I mean, I'm smashing if it's okay with my husband.
Oh! Mm.
And then there's that.
I know that's right.
I'll cook for you, give you nice foot massages, but I am waiting for marriage to have sex.
Pass.
What?
Pass. To for marriage to have sex?
Yeah,
no, really. No. I feel like you have to sample the merchandise before you buy.
Absolutely, you gotta try it on to see if it's your size.
Yeah, you gotta try on a dress to make sure it fits.
Absolutely.
I like your style.
I like your style.
All right, Dominique.
Yes.
Girl, we can go shopping together, but I have to dress you every day.
Dominique, are you smashing or passing on Gary?
Pass on Gary. But as far as the, we can go shopping every day. Absolutely, we can smash that.
Oh,
that no, yeah.
I'm smashing that.
Me too.
Yo, there we have it. It was great having y'all pull up on us. Make sure you catch Diara from Detroit premiering Thursday, March 21st on BET+.
Hey.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.